So the question was asked, the Ribbono Shel Olam created within us a normal, potent desire to be with the opposite gender. And we can divide that into certain levels, meaning there's the desire to be intimate with the opposite gender. There's also the desire to have contact, verbal, physical, and those are different levels of, we could categorize them under the same desire. Now, we know that the Torah gave us a healthy way to live life, where a person is supposed to get married and be with his wife and develop a relationship. And all of those desires that a person, and a healthy person has, are supposed to be met within marriage. What happens when a person finds himself being chozer b'tshuva, and he's learning about what the Torah expects of him, and suddenly he's going from a world where everything was allowed, no holds barred, into a world where we would say nothing's allowed, even though it's not accurate, but that's definitely the feeling a person gets when he enters this world, because it's very, very different than the world he's coming from. Fair enough? That's, in a nutshell, that's, you want to zone in on a specific point and all that, but I think we'll cover the big picture, and I think that will be encompassed. So I think the first point the person has to know is the Torah's expectations of us are fair. The Gemara says, "Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba Betrunia Im Briotav." Hashem does not come with us with expectations that are unfair, expectations that we cannot meet while being normal people.
Are the rabbi's expectations of us fair then?
Yeah.
You can say the Torah, the Hashem and the Torah is expectations of us fair, but then the rabbis come and like put 30 times more on us, so this is their fair.
Okay, so that deserves a separate class. We dealt with that before Ma'ariv. We dafka discussed that to a certain degree. But for now, let's deal with one thing at a time. It's true that coming from the external world into the Torah world is a huge change. Suddenly, I'm not even supposed to look at the opposite gender in a lustful way. So the first thing I do is I don't discuss it. You'll notice this didn't come up until you brought it up. Why? Because a person's growth within Torah and Mitzvot has to be gradual. And you can't take a person from one way of life and do a 180-degree turn without destroying the car. A person's growth has to be gradual. And we once had a big request here to learn Hilchos Yichud about 4 years ago. And I kept pushing it off, and the guys kept pushing for it. And finally, I asked them, what do you want to learn about it for? First, let's learn the halachas you guys are up to. And they said, let us know at least what we should aspire for. Where should we be headed? So I respected their request. We had a 2-3-part series. It's online, The Laws of Yichud. So where are we headed? Where does the Torah want us to go? The Torah wants us to go to a place where a person is careful what he looks at, a person is careful not to put himself in a situation of yichud, not to allow himself to see things that are immodest, and the person has the most rewarding relationship you can imagine, building a home. Meaning it's not a life of deprivation, quite the contrary, it's a life of satisfaction. Now the challenge is that there's this gap of time between when a person enters yeshiva, starts his process of doing tshuva, and the time when he can get married. And that's a time that requires a lot of self-control. It's not easy. And part of what can keep a person going is when a person looks forward and asks himself, where do I want to go? Where I want to get to is a good place. It's true. The Gemara does say that once a person passes a certain age and he's not married, so then he won't have a single day that he doesn't sin, because a normal person has normal desires and they're not being met. The Gemara says once a person is married, even if he's far away, and his wife is far away, so they're not together, but he knows he's going to come home. He's within, he has a system that's normal, so the Gemara calls it pat misalo. The Gemara says his life is easier. So the life of a bachelor past a certain age, the Gemara says, is not the way the Torah wanted us to go. So we are contending with a hardship. So how do we contend with that? So there are a few tricks to the trade. But at the end of the day, we have to realize that the Gemara's approach is, yes, this is unnatural, and this is not the way Hashem meant for a person to live his life. Our goal is ultimately to get married. That doesn't mean that a week after a guy comes to Machon Meir, he could go and get married. He's not yet ready. So then there are technical difficulties. He has to be balanced. He has to mature in the tshuva process. He has to land. He has to have experience. And that's an unfortunate reality. It's like a person that has to go to the army now. So you're going to say, but you have to get married. And then you're going to say, but he's going to be out at sea for 3 years. He's going into the Navy. Go get married now. No, you can't get married now. So by the same token, a person enters yeshiva, he's entering a system, but he should also view it as a preparatory system, meaning he's getting the tools to get there. Now, how does a person take control? So this is an area where, like you mentioned, on one level, you don't really have a release. You don't really have the capacity to say, well, it's like smoking. I'll only smoke one a day, right? You're not going to be able to go that route. So what does a person do? So there are certain things that are permitted, and then there are things that are compromises. What's permitted is a person can learn Torah, a person can focus on the positive, a person can try to develop within himself the feeling I'm headed towards the right place, and dealing with the halachos of marriage and the halachos of yichud and dealing with the halachos of modesty will often help a person maintain those halachos. Another thing is a person has to be busy, meaning when a person has free time, that's when a person's mind wanders. The Rambam writes, "En alev tokef ela the en ayetzot tokef." A desire only takes hold of a person when he has a lev panuy min hachokhmah. If his heart is empty from wisdom, when he's not busy with positive, that's when the yetzer can take hold. But if he is being productive, so then he doesn't have time for it. The more productive a person is, the less he has time for it. So if a person invests his strength in Torah, so then he's going to have less of an issue with it. The more free time he has sitting in front of the computer and other things, the more he's going to have an issue. A person has to know his weaknesses. If he knows that through the computer he ends up saying improper things, so he knows that's a weakness. If he knows that if on Thursday night he's going to be out at a bar, so then he's going to have more challenge, so that's a weakness. There's another area which is not permitted l'chatchila, but it is an area which we have to address, and that is we have a prohibition that a person is not allowed to release his seed unnecessarily, meaning that's an act which technically is prohibited, but it does say in halacha that this is one area where the halacha says, I would rather a person do this than that. Meaning, if a person is at a point where he feels like he's going to go out of his mind, and sometimes when a person was used to one lifestyle and he's shifting the other way, so then that can happen to a person. So then the halacha says, better do this than end up doing what's improper with a woman that one is prohibited to being with. And sometimes that can help a person maintain his sanity. Very often what happens is that becomes a very bad habit. And a person can let his mind wander very easily, and then it's as though a person has developed the habit of finding a release that's improper. And a person has to be very careful. One of the big issues that people sometimes have to contend with is that they enter that habit, and then they actually have to, what's it called, ligamil in English? To wean themselves, right? And then you do the same thing like a smoker. You say, go down from 6 cigarettes a day to 5 cigarettes a day, or from 6 times a week to 5 times a week, or whatever.
That doesn't work in this area. It's cold turkey. You can't have one cigarette, because your mind that's where your mind goes. It's the reverse in this particular area. If you don't go down that path, it's easier to stay off it. You go down, it doesn't work just having 4 cigarettes or 3 cigarettes. It stimulates as opposed to...
Okay.
That's what I was talking about, extinguishing. Just for the time that you're not married, literally you just have to kill it. Take a knife and stab it through the heart and just don't do it.
Just don't do it is right. I think that there is a balance, meaning there is a person who says, I don't do it, but then when he feels that things have reached a point where he's going to go out of his mind, then he does do it. I do think there's a balance. I don't think it's an all or nothing. I hear what you're saying about cold turkey. I don't have enough experience talking to guys. The little experience I have, the guys claim that it did work for them to diminish gradually, even though what you're saying is also logical. I'm saying there's the Gemara says, Ever katan yesh ba'adam. Person has this little limb, masbio, if he tries to satiate it, ra'ev, it's going to be more hungry, which is what you were saying.
Yeah.
That it's like the more he has, like drinking salty water, the more he wants. Whereas if he goes cold turkey, marivo, sever, then he'll be okay. But I would just caution, a person does not want to reach a point where he has zero interest in the opposite gender, or he stabs himself in the heart, figuratively, and he extinguishes a part of his personality that is necessary. People have done that with dire consequences, meaning there have been people who have said, I have zero interest in the opposite gender, and I don't want to hear from them, and they're all sin, and then they were never able to get married, meaning they never outgrew that. So there's this balanced approach that has to be there. More than that, I don't know how to hone the answer.